Peheyam at Beis, Ahu da Amalahu Nichsai Lituvye. There was a person who had said that they should give by Nechosim over to Tuvye. And Rashi says, Ahu da Amalahu Betzavos Mise, Nichsai Lituvye, Veloy Pirish Laize Tuvye. He did not specify which tuvye he should give it to. Shochif, and then he died. Also tuvye, so then there's a tuvye that comes, and this tuvye says that, now he promised me that he's going to give me the nechosim. There's no one else that was Teveya. And this person comes and says that he promised me, give me the Nechosim. So it's Tati Litevusa, like he's coming with a tiny body. The Taisis Rid says, Rebotuvye, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rebotuvye, Perish, Loipirish Anoisen Laize Tuvye. He did not specify which Tuvye to give this to. Vohoyo Beir Halbe Tuvye, Ubo Echot, Vooma Li Nodo Bechayov, he made a Nedo Bechayov, Shiiten Li Nechosov. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rebotuvye, Shu Teveyo Isom, Vein lonu lochu shema lituvye acher oma. So don't have to be chai, she meant for another tuvye. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Harei bo tuvye. Oma tuvye, what he had said that the chosai lituvye. Va'oso rav tuvye, and now a rav tuvye comes. Yid that has smicha, and he tells us the same story that he had promised me b'chayiv isn't gibiz nechosim. So the Gemara says we won't give it to him. L'tuvya oma, l'rav tuvya l'yoma. That means if he would have meant that his nechosim should be given to this distinguished person, he would have said give to rav tuvya. He said, give to Tuvye, Savayish Tois, he meant another Tuvye. The Inish the Gizbei, or Gizbei. But what if this Rav Tuvye, they're very close together with the Noisen. The Noisen is very close with the Rav Tuvye. Is Agispei, so then he's very close with him, so then it's no kasha why he called them Tuvye, they're close together. Dachsmeir once saw a nusach of a letter that the Beis Meir wrote to Rabbi Kivega, and he writes, Kvoid Akiva Neire Yoya. So, the Beis Meir wrote to Rabbi Kivega, Kvoid Akiva, so if there was Gisbei, so he calls them Tuvye, even though he has a title. Also Shnei Tuvye. What happens if two Tuvyes come? Now we have a problem. So the doch is like this. Shochim v'talmet chochim. One was a neighbor, the other was a Talmud Chochem. Talmud Chochem Koidim. Then we assume his thumb he wanted to give to the Talmud Chochem. So Rashi says, the Gisbei Rogel Etzloi, Omigu de Gaisi Adovi, since they're very close, Koireloi Bishmoi, Ki'ilu Loi Nismach, like he doesn't have Smicha. Talmud Chochem Koidem. The Mistoma Ode Matzdik Maisov L'Schus B'Shas Mise. I mean, this is a tzavo machmas misem. It's time a person is looking for schusim b'shas misem. Doma ma'al kolon neviim le'nishnabu elu le'mahana tamid ha'chomim in ha'chosot. But kaponim it would seem that this is amoyre dikezach to be mahana tamid chochim in ha'chosot. So mistome, if he said tuv yistam and one is a tamid chochim, mistome he meant a tamid chochim. Korei v'talmud chochem, talmud chochem koidem. Iboyelu shochen v'korei v'mai. Both of them are not talmidei chochemim. One tuv yez a shochen, and one tuv yez a korev. Toshma toiv shochen korev me'ach rochek. That means a shochek that they have shaykhes one with the other, they help on the other. So a person feels closer to a shochen korev me'ach rochik. Shneyem kroivim u'shneyem shcheinim. Or what if you have two tuvyes, both are kroivim, both are shcheinim, u'shneyem chachomim? So then the halacha is shude d'dayni. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi shude d'dayni. Hatolos adayonim, so then the dayonim should paskim lefi mashi yiru dayonim shohoyo dalkei shel meis lekarev ese yoisem ize. Who was he closer with? Oymisha bishneim toiv enoig bedech yeshore shiyesh loyma boynis kaven hameis lezakei. So then they have to do some investigation in Ashores, and who, so even though this is not, this is only Svores, but that's all what we have to, that's the only Yoifan we have how to be Machia this din, so we leave it up to the Ashores of the Dayonim. Shude k'moy shodi biyame. The metagiminin yora biyam hitl biyam. So whatever the dayonim decide according to their ashores, that's what you give it to. Let us see Taisvis. Shude de daine loike perish akunteres she perish she yoimdu hadayonim date shal noisen. Not the dayonim to tell it according to their hashores, who the noisen wanted to give it to. Eloimer Rabbeinu Tam, shehadayin yitain lemi sheyirtze. He says, we have here a din Torah without any birur. Without any sufficient birur in this din Torah. So memela the halacha is that the dayan should give it to whoever he feels like giving it. Umevi raya mesayf per kama degitin. Rabbi Netan brought a raya not like Rashi, mesayf per kama degitin. Gabi hoylech mona leplayni. Someone said, "Hoylech mona lepleini umeis mishalach." Now they're speaking about the mishen ishtalchuloi died, the mishalach died. Now there's a lot of sfeikis over there. You say hoylech kischi, hoylech lav kischi. You say mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis. There's a whole bunch of sveikas what to do with this money. Mishin ishtalcholoi is not around anymore. The mishalach is not around anymore. So it says, mashe yirtze shliach yas, whatever the shliach decides to do, to give it to the yershei mishalach, to give it to the yershei mishin ishtalcholoi yas. V'korilei hosom shude, and there the Gemara calls this shude. Now there, there's the tztode yasofik are halochidikis tztodim, not diese Heilach Kischi, diese Mitzvah Lekaim Divrei Ameis, va'af al Pikein, there's a din of Shude, and you see the din Shude is Masha Yiltze Shliach Yasot, so it seems there's such a psak, that if Bezen doesn't have any birur in the din Teire, so we have here money which we put into the lap of the Dayim, and the Dayim can give it to whoever he wants to give it to. Void beperk pasra de gedushin amrina. The nemon Dayim loima lozezi kisi. That it was a din Teire. And now the psak bezdin was lost. We want to know what was the psak. So the dying is nemon to say lezeza kisi. But this abamed vorem amurim if daim dim lefonov. So kozman daim dim lefonov. It's still fresh in his mind. The dying. So he remembers who he paskened to give it to. Aval ein bali dinin oimdim lefonov, but if the bali dinim left already, ein emon, so then already he's Messiah Das, so he doesn't remember, he's not fresh in the dintay, he doesn't remember what he paskin, so he can't say lezel zikisi. Uporich, the Gemara asks, so he doesn't remember. Oporich v'neheda v'nidayne, so which that he's not Nemon, so he's not Nemon. We don't have the psak, so let's make a new din Torah. I mean, and we can assume the same conclusions they came with the first din Torah, the same dayonim and the same baledinim. So Mestama, they'll come to the same conclusion by the second din Torah. So let's make a new din Torah. It's not Nemon. So, Umishani Bishude de Dain. The first din Torah was not a din Torah that was based on Klolam of Choshe Mishpot. It was Shude de Dain. So Memele, so therefore we cannot be assured that the second din Torah will end up the same like the first din Torah. It means if the first din Torah was geboit hafashach and aktsois and atumim, so mistame the second din Torah will also be mechav and the shach and aktsois and atumim. But if the first din Torah was only, it was ashuda de daine, so Memela, the second Entire could end up punkfaked like the first Entire, so therefore we can't redo the Entire. The Ike Peire Shakuntarish Adayonim Oimdim Date Shel Neusen, at the first Entire, good, it doesn't work with a Ktsais and a Shachan and a Tumim and a Sibis. But it's also, there are guidelines there. We figure out what the Das HaNeisen was. We do some research and investigation. Akati Neder, V'yase Shude. So, the second time, you'll also come to the same conclusion. The conclusion is built on certain Yesoides. So the Yesoides, which were existent by the first conclusion, will be existent now also. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's very good. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, that means whoever the Dayonim decided to give, then you give. Finished. There's no Yesoides. It was given over to the Rotzein of the Dayonim. So Memele, so could be now if they forgot everything. Maybe now they'll decide to give to someone else. And so Memelu, so we can't paskin like this because there was already a previous psak of Shude. And so the psak is the way the first psak was. V'chein bi Rishalmi, l'mi sheyiltzu adayonim lahachlit machlitit, whoever they decide to give, you can give. V'im toima im kein yitein adayin l'mi sheyiten lo yoyses chat. So it comes out, I mean, there's no cheshbon. So whoever will give him more money, so he can be assured that he'll get Pieshloime the whole dayin the mikabel agre la dainahu. That's not called a dayin. He's not called a dayin. Felton Ketzer of dayin is even though the psak is, I mean, Lechere could very well be that, I mean, and here there's no din of perhaps of Lekicha Sheichet could be, because, I mean, the din Teire is nothing to do with the Heiro, and that's him din Fakert. It seems that, the Psak of Shude is, the Kerter Ritva says, let them give it to the bigger Talmud Chochem, the bigger Nitzroch. I mean, they're giving the money, that means we have no way of figuring out what to do with the money. So that's the psak, so do whatever you want with the money. I mean, so could be there's no Indian of Kabbalah Sheichad, but Al Kaponim Felton Chefs of Dain Vais Tois, that's what Tois is answering. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omer lei Rove le Brei de Rav Chia bar Oven. Rove told the son of Rav Chia, Toeim elucho milse mal yuse dava Omer avuch. Your father, Rav Chia, said a good word. I want to tell you what he said. Hoda Omer Shmuel said a klal, Hamecher shtachiv lechaveiroi. Vechoza umoch lei mochel. Shmuel had said that if a person sells a shtar chayv lechaveiro, and then he was meichel the shtar chayv, the malve was meichel the loive, so it's mochel. Vafilu yairish meichel, not only could the malve be meichel, the yairish of the malve could also be meichel. Meide Shmuel, but Shmuel is made b'machnese shtar chayv lebailo. If Aisha is machnes to her husband a shtar chayv, that means when she's bringing in the chosim to her husband, so she's bringing in a shtar chayv. So theoretically, so this shouldn't be worse than a mechira shtar chayv, that also she should be bekoyach to be meichel de chayv. So Rav Chiya said, "V'chaza machlosai she'enei mochel." Here it is not mochel. Ibnei she'yodai ki yodo. Here they gave the bala koyach yodai ki yodo. So all the koyches she has, and these nechosim, it's yodai ki yodo. So therefore, she can't be mochel. That was the shtik teira of Rav Chiya. Let us see Rashi. Vafilu yair, v'chosar mochloi ha-moicha, shu malve, mochle le-loive, so it's mochle for the loive, mochle domale le-loive le-keyach, lav baldvorim didiat. You're not my baldvorim is the malve, and he was moichel me. V'le yaira shal malve moichel. Let us see Taisus. Hamoicher shtachiv lechaveiroi, teimelari, hayech yochel limker hachoiv. So, the ri is a problem. Hagemor is going step number two, that you could be moichel. The ri didn't understand how can one bechlal sell a chayv? What is one selling? The bish loimek sheyesh leloive karkois. If the loive possesses karke, moicheloi oisei shibud, sheyesh le ala karkoi. So shibud is a certain type of a bailis. It's a schus gevia. So the malve possesses a schus gevia in the karke. So memele, so that what he is, he can sell. Avok she'ein loi klum. But if he doesn't have anything, so ma moichaloi. So what does he sell? There's nothing to be sold. There's no momenis be'en that could be sold. That was the riskash. V'nira eloi, so he held because of this kasha, the loy havi mechel midirais. You can't sell a takim in a ter, there's nothing to sell. There's no moment be'en to sell. The Rabbonon said that if the malve sells the choif to the loive, to the lekeach, so the lekeach is a schus gviye with the Rabbonon, but it's not a oiska halten the mecher, because there's really nothing to sell. And Memelis will understand something else. Why could he be Mechel? The Havi Mecher Amai Mechel, if it's sold. You can't sell some, you can't be Mechel something that you sold. So the Teretz says it's really not sold. The Choiv still is to the Malve. Minatoire, the Loiva owes the Malve. The Rabbonon said that he could sell it, that the Lekeach could be the Rabbonon, it sold, because man, the Malva doesn't shepherd with the Chayv. V'chein nire la Rabbeinu Tam, v'lehavi mecha elo mi the Rabbonon. Rabbeinu Tam also said the same thing. Umay siray, mi da oma beperik mi shemeis. Oma rove, oma Rav Nachman, matna shchiv mera mi divrei seifer. Meis is a shayla over them, if the din of matna shchiv mera is at the Rabbonon or at the Reis. So the Gemara says that Rav Omer Rav Nachman said it's at the Rabbonon. Upori, how could you say that Rav Nachman said it's at the Rabbonon? V'omer Rav Nachman, af al gav da Omer Shmuel ha-meicher shtachiv l'chaveire b'chosur o'mochle mochu, ואפילו יאירש מויכל, מוידש מושם, נוס למען השכים ראשני יוכל למחה. But if the malve gave the choy במען השכים ראה, so then he can't be מויכל. היא אמרת בשלוי מדי הרייס, as if you say מען השכים is עד הרייס, אין עדן יוכל למחה. Now I understand why he can't be מויכל. But if you tell me Rav Nachman holds it's עד הרבונן, why can't he be מויכל? So we see a pis amoyre diki gemore. So the gemore is toile, the din mechile, if it's adiraisa or adarabono. So the benetambu adarai from this gemore to this yesod. But the riyat said that the whole din mechire shtoris is adarabono. And that is why so minatoire the choiv still belongs to the malva. That's why they did not take away the koch mechila from the malva. So the Gemara asks, but here it says that what? That Rav Nachman held that amat neshchiv mera, you can't be meichu. So how could you say Rav Nachman holds man neshchiv is ad rabbonah? Mashme de midi de reise eine yochel imchel. So, Taisa says, we could be doiche this chaye. The lo'oilom afilavi mecher shtar di araisa yochelim. Chel could be that afilu mechir shtos is a deraisa, he could also be moichel. Ay, what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara's, how could you say that he also said the Rabbon, and he said you can't be moichel. Vosa mochi perusha. Yamrit bishloime diereis, mishimochi eine yochel imchel hayoirish. So therefore the yoirish can't be moichel. Why? Lefisha hu eina yoirish. Because the yoirish is not the true yoirish. That means, if Yaakov gave b'matna shchiv mera to Berl the choiv, And now Yaakov died, and his son Reuven is Moichel. So Pshat is, so Reuven wants to say, no, the Yoyrish is Moichel the Choy. So Pshat is, if Matne Shchivme is at the Reise, so Reuven is not the Yoyrish, Berel is the Yoyrish. Because if Matne Shchivme is at the Reise, so the Mekor is that a person, a shchiv mera can make whoever he wants to be a yoirish.
So the mekabel of the matnes shchimere is the yoyrish, not his son. That is, if matnes shchimere is a deraise, was machi perusha, yamet bishloime deraise, mishmachi niyochel imchela yoyrish, lefi shehu eina yoyrish, ela mekabel matone hu a yoyrish. The mekabel matone is a yoyrish, imu deraise, mikainav kelom. So how do we know if it's a minatera? So what is the makir of matnes shchimere? Mivahoyo biyoyim hanchila yezbono. Hatayra nosna rishus lov lahanchila chol misha yirtze. So then we understand why Rav Nachman said you can't be meichel aliyamet harabonon. So it's not, it doesn't become a yirish. Amayni yochel imchel. Afilu halay, afilu midi deraisa yochel imchel. Koske mat neshchimer ad harabonon. So it could be there's no raya from that gemara that matnas chimera that could be there's no raya from that gemara that the whole din mechile is only because the mekach is at the rabbonim. Could be from the mekach is at the raisi also could be meichu. Upshan the gemara over there is that if matnas chimas the raisa, then it's begidra yerusha, the mekabel matone is a yerush, so therefore you can't be meichu. So bekitza, what we have in our taisvis is that taisvis seems to be saying, could be there's no rai from the gemara mishemais, but taisvis seems to be saying that since the mecher is adarabonon, that's why the malva could be meichel d'chay. Be'im taima. Amai itzich limutei shtoris me'eno. Im mecher shtachayv lahavi d'irai. So we have a miyud and in all the kakois and in all the shtoris. V'dover sheyesh shegufay momen, dover ametaltol. There's different guidelines in Hilchus Eino. So bishloim if mechire shtoris is adirais, so fine. So there's a meat, there's no din Eino. But if he can, mechire shtoris is only adarabonan, so what's pshat in the posik? You have a posik. Yeshloim adinaheida achoy veinei mocha. So Taisvi says there are two different inyonim. The choiv cannot be sold. The way we had asked before, what is he selling? There's nothing to sell. Bikomokim shayich boyeinor, shushova harbe lekoine, to sell the shtar to someone, this is a article, the shtar is an article that's worth money to someone, shimkerenu bedomim yikorim leloive. That means he can get money from this, from the loive. So memele, so the shtar is ein gufay momen. The loive will pay a lot of money for it. So memele, so now you have to know if there was a no in this mekach mitzad the malva mitzad the loikeach. And we have to understand what's happening over here. What's shout that the loive will give a lot of money for it? So Rabbi Chonon asks as follows: there's a machlokes of yod koisvin shayva or ein koisvin shayva. That means that if let's say a loive comes to pay up the chayv and the malva, yes, give me back the shtar, or he misplaced the shtar, I'll give you a receipt. So one man the yomah holds ein kaisvin shayva. The loiva can kind of listen. I don't have to. You can give me a shayva, and then I have to watch the shayva. Later, after 5 years, you're gonna find the shtar and one again. I'm sorry. You give me the shtar, then I pay you the chayv. So that's the svara ein kaisvin shayva. There's another man the yomah that says kaisvin shayva. Ever loiva lishmalva rabid. You borrowed money. You have to pay up. He can't find the shtar. So he's giving you a shayva. Ah, you'll have to watch the shayva. No. So, Zukta Bukhananazai, if you hold Kais Vin Shaiva, So Mamele, so it could be like this. So then, this star, we're talking about an Erlich Haloive. We're talking about an Erlich Haloive. Now, the Loive, the din is Kaisman Shaiva, but when it's Kaisman Shaiva, you have to know the minute the Malva writes a Shaiva, the Loive stops sleeping at night, because, he doesn't know what's going to be, if he's going to lose the Shaiva, and then the Malva, or the Yershe Malva, who knows what's going to happen, the Amon again, and, so Mamele, he has to lose sleep. So now someone went and bought this choy, the shtar, from the Malve. So, and he comes over to the Loive and he says, listen, that, let's say the had a shaiva, he paid up the chayva, and he has a shaiva. He says, I bought for you a sleeping pill. I bought the shtar now from the Malve. Now I'll sell you the shtar. Gewaldig. I mean, what doesn't one do? So then we can understand more or less what the shail is. So it's worthwhile. We're talking about an erlich loive, but it's worthwhile for the loive to give money for it. Al kaponim, he knows he's he won't be bothered, or maybe even before he paid up the chayiv. That means he's intends to pay up the chayiv. He doesn't want to have this pressure of that there's still a shtar chayiv around. But if you hold ein kais vin shayva, so that means the loive has nothing what to worry about. So when the loive comes to the malve, so Yes, the Malva. You have a shtar for me, it's good. You don't have a shtar. When you have a shtar, I'll give you my phone number, you call me up, and we're up to business. So the Loive is nothing but to worry about. So what will this shtar accomplish for the Loive? I'll tell you what it'll accomplish. If the Loive is a crook, some Amela, I mean, so you sell him the shtar, so he's going to say la dam, and finished, and then this shtar is taka worth money to him. He'll pay a pretty penny for this. So the posik is speaking about such a transaction. I mean, it means like a molivam is the eloiktoni. I mean, such, the posik should be speaking about that a person bought a shtar from a malve to be misayei an oivre aveir of a loive, that the loive wants to tain el adam, and this whole transaction is mamish a crooked transaction, but the Torah, now klein gashayla, that's ein shmuz, we're not talking about that. But we're talking about a different shayla, if he overcharged him, if he undercharged him, a ganze shayla vengen ein no. So, it's very modern. This kasha Rabbi Chanan asks. Inami kegoin sho yachayiv loy milva alpe umalo loy domim she yichtev loy ashtam. That's me the yellow sashacha wants to say she's marich in this nekuda about L'chayre pshatn teisvis is as follows. That means Reuven borrowed from Shimon money. Let's say, for practical purposes, she budded the araisa, so he owes him the money. Minat teire, but from apsukim, so the malva can mon from the lekuchas, he can mon. That's she budded the araisa. But the malva is, by lending him a milval peh, the malv is at the mercies of the honesty of the loive, and if the loive is going to say parati, so finish. So, the second teretz is that, he wants to, this is a transaction. There was a milvalpe, and now the malve wants to purchase from the loive shirei the shtar. That means I want that I should have a security of a shtar. So this is a psaka psamekech memker, and we have a din einay no lishtaris. Let us go. Let us just see for 1 minute Taran. The Baal, we have an our Taisvis seems to be saying that Mechira Shtoris is a Darabon, and that's why Mechila helps. We'd just like to learn. Rabbi Natam was Chayza. And the Taisvis Arashba says he was Chayza because of this Kashib. That how can you say Mechir Shtos is at the Rabbonon, so why do you need a miyut of Eino? And this was the let us just see the Andaf Memdaladam at Bays. This is a very famous run. Let's just start from where the lines get wide. It's in the middle of an Indian, but Al Kapanim Di Yisaydi says here. Avol Meichel, that means the first line when it gets wide around after the first third of the line. Abul Meichel Shtalchoiv. Afal pi shemechirosoi midereise. Yochel imchel. The Meichel could be Meichel. Lafisha shnei shibudim yeshloi le malve al haloive. There are two shibudim that the malve has. Shibud gufoi shaloive, shuhu mechuyev lefroya. Though who iker a shibud, there's a chiyuv on the loive, a shibud aguf, to pay the malve. Vishibud al nechosavim hu loyifra. If the loive will not pay the choy, then there's a shibud on the nechosim, midin orif. Kedamrin in nechsoyi devar inish ino na raven bay. That the nechosim of a person, this is an orev to guarantee that the choiv will be paid up if the loive will not pay up. V'shibud aguf sheyesh l'malve al haloive lav bar mechiru. This cannot be sold. Seems this is not a choishin mishpatike commodity which can be sold. Hilkach, ein einimka le shibud nechosim bovat. The shibud nechosim is a schus in the nechosim. Va'af al pi she'ein einimka, even though it wasn't sold, loipoka. But there still is a shibud aguf. That means if the malve sold the shibud nechosim to aleikeyach, so even though the shibud aguf is not sold, so there's a shibud aguf. And the schus gviyah from the nechosim, which is midin orev, was sold, that the leker came on from the orev. Avol ki chozar umoch loy, but now that the malve will be moichel de loive, pokat shibud aguf, now there's no shibud aguf. Umemeile pokat shibud nechosim, so then the shibud nechosim will automatically fall off. She'ein ay elo midin orev. Shibud nechosim is only an orev on the choiv of the loive. Koheiche de leke loive, leke oref. But if there's no loive, the shibud aguf was nivka, so the shibud nechosem falls off. Umiyu, but the Ran asks a very pertinent kashe, kishemeis loive, when the loive died, afal pi sheshibud gufoi poka, he's not mishubed anymore, he's dead. Shibud nechosav loy poka, but the shibud nechosam there does remain. Lefi she iker arvuson shel nechosim beinyin zehu. That is the alvis of the nechosim. She kozman sheloy yimotze haloyve, that if you cannot be goyve from the loyve, that means the alvis of the nechosim was as follows. If the loiva will not have, or the loiva will not be around to pay up the choy if he died, so on that the nechosim became an orif. Avul kozman shenivka machmes hamalve, but if he became gepatled from the choy, av shibude shel nechosim nivka, eilu divrei rabbeinu tam zal. So this is the rabbeinu tam. So it seems he learns that misa is not a ptur, even though it says poka, which means not his potter from the choiv, even though meisim chofshi min ha-mitzvahs, but it seems that that doesn't mean. I mean, we see that there's, I mean, so many meises that a person owed money, and milamaila they have tviest him, so it seems the choiv doesn't fall off. He can't mourn from him anymore. But it's not a ptur in the choiv. So memela, that was the alvis of the nechosim, that whenever the choiv cannot be gemon from the loive, so you mon from us, we're the orev on the choiv. Unless the malve was meichel the choiv, so then there's no choiv anymore. Now we heard a memre of Rabchia. The Rabchia said that afilu, according to Shmuel, that Shmuel had said that the moicha could be moichel the choiv, if an isha was a malve and she was machnes the choiv to her husband, afal pikein estes, here she cannot be moichel. Vaim neshe yodoi ki yodo. Because the Pesi has all the koiches, this is episode in the Hefke, Bez and Hefke, but Al Kaponim, that he gets, Chazal gave him all the koiches that she has, and therefore she cannot be mafkiya from him, the schaif. Taimulari. The Besaif Shnaim Oichsim, Gabi Motzo Shoivo. The Gemara is speaking about as follows. We found a Shoivo. The Ashaiva is a receipt, and this is a Shaiva on the Ksuba from her husband. Bizman Shaisha Moide, Yahsa Labal. If the Isha is Moide, husband paid up the Ksuba, so you give it. And we have to understand like this, when one finds an important document that's lost, the Zareyesid in the Fila. That means important documents are not put into pockets with holes in them. And there's something fluky there. If you find such a document the floating around the streets. Oh, so Al Koponim, there's Reyesid. So let's see. So Motza Shaiva, Bizman Sheisha Moide Yarsalabal. If she says, that this Shaiva was written for her husband. The husband paid up the ksube, so he gave it to the Baal. Uporech, so the Gemara asks, we have a reyesid in the field over. This is very modern, this whole thing that there's a Shaiva floating around. So, the reis in the fila, I should be chayish like this. Dume kosvo litem benissen. Maybe she wrote the shaiva. She wanted to give it to Menissen. He told her he's going to pay up the ksuba in Nissen. So she wrote it in Nissen. Nu, Eretzachoyski schlept and he never paid up the ksuba. And venos na betishrei. So lamaise, she gave him the shaiva betishrei. And in the meantime, she went and sold the ksuba by Nissan Letitia. This is Reish Chodesh Sivan. She sold, the ksuba was as yet not paid up. She sold the ksuba in Sivan. Fine? And then later, in Tishrei, she goes and gives him the shaiva. He never gave her the ksuba. And now, The lekuchis will go to mom from him. She's get it ready from him. So go and mom from him the ksubis. I say, please, she sold you, stole the goods. I paid up the ksubis. Listen, the mechir wasn't seven. So memele, and there's a reyes in the fila. So why should we trust her? ומשני שמע מינו איסל דשמול. אמר המויך שתאחיב לחבר ובחוזר מוח למוח. So the Gemara says, what are you afraid of? You're afraid of that Lamai said that he didn't pay up. Fine. He didn't pay up. So let's say Take, she sold the ksube in Sivin, and Take, the Lekeach has the right to be goyver from the husband the ksube. And what'll be if she'll be Michael the Ksubit? So what'll be? So finish. So the Lekeach doesn't have the Ksubit. So there's no kilkel that can come out from this Shaiva. That means you're afraid she's saying a lie. She doesn't have to say a lie. She can be Michael it. And also the Lekeach won't have. So don't be worried about the hefsid of the Lekeach. Shema mina yisal dishmuda ma meichish tachiv lechaveh v'chazamach leimach. Mahashtif, I tachtaisvis, I have another problem. Akati, neichish, du me kosvalitem benissen, blei nosna tishrei, boz levichnisa liksu boso lebailo, shen yechela limcho, kedem vidin och, maybe she got married in Sivan. And she gave, and this was part of the nechosm she's bringing into the bayis. So now her husband possesses the ksuba, but the second husband possesses the ksuba with the first husband also. And now you believe her that the shaiva belongs to the first husband, and we're mafsid the second husband. But here there's no migu anymore. She could be moichel because legabe your husband, Rabchi said you can't be moichel yodo iki yodo. They're speaking about that she doesn't have a second husband. She has a second husband. It's takibita. So there the whole shaila is only a shaila of lekeach. So she is a migu. She could be meich. Kreivte the Rav Nachman zevinte leksuboso b'teves ano. The relative of Rav Nachman sold her ksuba b'teves ano. That means, says this, before she got geget, we'll see you later, she got geget from her husband, but before she got geget, she sold her ksuba to lekeach. Igrishe, then she got geget, Ushrive, and then she died. So Mamela also Kotovi lo lebrata. So now she had a daughter. So the daughter wanted to be gave her ksube, her mother's ksube from the father. That means she got geget before she died. So Mamela the father owes her a ksube, gave her a get. Let's be Megashim Dinyan. She got to get Wednesday and Thursday she died. So Mamela, so the daughter wants to mon her mother's ksube. Now there's a lekeach over here, and sold the krebitzin. I mean, Lamai said this ksube she sold to me before she got kigetz. I get the ksube. Also katovol ola brata. So they wanted to be goyve from the brata the ksube. It doesn't belong to you. It was sold. Omar lohu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Leke de lisva lo eitze nebuch, I mean, the lekeich is going to go among the ksube. Let's be megashim dinyin, and the Rishonim Takya say that this was really, they were very poor, the daughter was very poor, the ksube was a big ksube, it would be mamish abroche. This lekeich, let's be megashim, the lekeich was a millionaire now, this was such a bargain, he bought the ksube for Tevis Hano, and now he's getting a big ksube. But, you know, I mean, that's called the tizvola eitze, the tezel, the tichla, the ksuboso, the imo, the gabi yavua. So, lochere, this daughter has a gavaldik kizach. She's an eitze. Her mother sold the ksube. Now, after the mechira, the mother could have been meichel the ksube. So, you say, after the yairish meichel, yairish could also be meichel the ksube. So memele, so let her go and be meichel the ksube. So now the lekeich is out of the picture ready. I mean, yeah, you bought a ksube, you got a bargain, but it's ksube. The daughter is meichel the ksube. V'tirso minei. And then she'll yarshin the ksube from her father. Now, what? This doesn't make too much sense. Whatever, I mean, she's meichel the ksube, so there's no ksube. So the Taisus Rit said, "Fahay da Omer v'teheder v'tirsa miyavua lav davke shreiviyeh hi bechayim alochi koma avia yeresh ksubes imo avia yarshin ksubes imo because." Sheyiten lo bechol yoim matone. So now the father now doesn't have to pay the ksube. So he'll give the his daughter a matone she mefarneses mimeno. Sheyitza reitza of shetiyah lebitei ma shiyah lekeyach. That means the father will zicha be maskim. That Nebuch to give away a ksuba to lekeach, he should have such a bargain. Achayichud, so Yizichud would rather want that his daughter should have it. Now she was meichelim the ksuba, so male. Now he has extra money. V'kiven shematona ba'almen noisne lebita in yochel lekeach ligvayis mimeni. He's giving her a matone. Shemanaske noisne lo sheirishus lekeach ligvayis mimeni. Al Kaponim, so Rav Nachman said it's a shod, someone should tell them this eitze, then it'll be mamish abroche. Shoma Oslo Achilto. So she heard about it, Take, no, Take, they're good, if you ever have a zakorevi Rav Nachman, so you know all the loopholes, so Memela, so she was Michael. Omar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman was mischaret. Osinu atzmeinu ke'urchi adayonim. That means it was an avla, tas atzmecho ke'urchi adayonim. It wasn't proper. That means I was mafsid in the lekuches. Mikore ma'isova lepsoif ma'isova, mikore sova mi'psocho loitis alem. So memele, it was proper. Lepsoiv sova odam choshev shani, Rav Nachman is an odam choshev, we'll see in a minute. And they're gonna learn from him, so memele, he shouldn't have done it. Teizel v'tichle, damrinen, no, we have Rashi on med beis, behirim med beis. Zvinte l'ksubosa, mocha shibuksubosa l'achayim, Boido tachas bailo, but tevis hano, dova muet, shein ele kechizuk teve,
Shekirin grid mapikrotzen to show a gratitude. I mean, it's lefishal akeach matzul moisav besofik. Shemet Thomas ibechaye baila mefachden elikrela bedomi mod. We give a very small amount of money. Horigasina also tovilo lebrat also lekuchis vekatovilo lebrat habo ligvais ksubes imo meyavia. She wanted to be goyve the ksuba b'mavia, v'lira shaksuba mikoich ima, v'eila bon lita loisa imeno, loima imach mocha lonu, it's sold to us, you can't keep the ksuba. Teizel v'tichla, the winna for the yerish meicha, v'im ishozu mocha lem, sh'tachoi, sh'hoi yola albaylos, now the her yerish could be meicha. Sinu atzmeinu ki koriv shal baldin lo yoyev o eboi tzol dayonim vo oirchoi berayis achas chusoy vo yekroivoi kach lomati eitze lo zu lahav shishe kenegdad. That's not proper. Mi korik shom akein lebsoiv shen ischarit adam choshev shan fi shemeidim imenu v'yeshe yasu av shaloi lekroivim. That means that the distake in yinen of mibsolcha al tisalim and the etzem zach would be a proper thing. And the ritva retois, that it's zicher, that she'll give to the lekuches the money that they laid out to purchase the ksube. That's a retois, the ritva for dovo poshit. I mean, that's zicher, they should never have said, I mean, that's amazay. But Al Kaponim was speaking about, so they won't have Hefsid, the Gvaldike bargain they wanted to acquire, so they won't acquire Nebuch. This Yesaima will have Al Kaponim, the Ksube. And it seems that is proper takim, Ipsocha Altisalem. I mean, it's Iskalt, Napi Aloche, he doesn't have Hefsid, and Al Kaponim. But people will not draw the fine line and say this is the here's his mipsoch al tisalim and nisam emela. That's why he was mischaret on what he had done. Let us see a little further, and then we'll see the taisus on this gemara. Gufa omar Shmuel, hamoicher shtachiv lechaveri bechazor mochle mochel ma'afilu yerish moicher. A Yerish could also be Michael. Omar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. V'ipikeyachu. Now, if the Lekeyach is a Pikeyach, that means he's purchasing a Choyv, and he's dependent on the mercies and the goodwill of the Meicher. The Meicher could all the time be Michael the Choyv. So the Lekeach should write a shtar that he's mechayev himself to the Lekeach. That means he should give some money to the Lekeach. And the Lekeach should write that he's meshabed himself ayidei shtar zu to the loive, if the lekeach is mekakish zuzi to the loive. Comes over him and he gives him an extra $10-$15 and he says, you know, I would appreciate that you should write a shtar, and Fakert Nechay Shemishpat Abishchachuva brings down, he writes on the same shtar that the malve sold. He can't give two shtaras to a lekeach. So the same shtar, the shtar choiv that was sold, it says that the loive borrowed money from the malve this and this date. And pashteitzach, the shibud nechosim is from this and this date. And that we can't rectify. Now, 10 months later, the malve is selling the choiv to the lekeach. So if the lekeach is smart, so he'll go and give the loive some money, and he'll tell him, on this shtar, you should write that you're mishabed yourself to me, from now on, that you owe me the money.
Now, the shibud from 10 months ago is fallen. If the malva will be meichel, he'll be meichel. He can't rectify that. But al kaponim, he could be assured that he'll get the choiv. I mean, if there's... So the loiver writes a new shtar, chayv ani mona b'shtar. He's mishabed himself with this new shtar to the lekeach. Bozek Rashi pekechu lekeach mekakesh lezuzi leloiver. The soichay behena with this money. Lichtem loishtar chayv b'shmei kaidem shasik nun yiben shnei before the malve and the loive make a knunye, so al kaponim he should get this from the loive. Zogt de gemore weiter, omar ameima, man de doin dina de gami. Now, so till now we're learning that the malve is meichel de choiv, and nebuch de lekeich, if he's not such a pekeich, is fafal. He loses whatever he had purchased, he lost. Because the malva was meichel d'chay. So Ameima said, but man de doin dina de gami, the one who holds that we're dan dina de gami, so if a person was goyrim, someone else I have said, magvi bay, so he holds him, he could be goyva from him, that's called a mazik, is magbi bei de meishtore ma'alye. So you can mon from the malve de meishtore ma'alye. That means you are moichel, everything, it's ois kalt na novel b'shus ha'toyre. But al koponim, you were mafsid me money. That means you were geirah mehefsid to me. I purchased a choiv. And then you are Michael, so Mamela, so Altskar me, I can mon from you the Meshtor Amalia. Man de loy doin dini de gami, but if you don't hold the din of gami, it's only a grom, I don't differentiate between grom and gami. And just like grom bin Zokin is potter, gami is also potter, is magri be, the main naira baum, so all he has is the paper. And so, others say Pshat Rashi is a little different Pshat. That means, really, this Loshen was said also by Seirev Shtarais of Shal Chaveri. But Al Kaponim is this, the Etzem Choiv, if you not don Dini Digami, and Etzem Choiv, there's nothing but to talk about. He was only a Grome. Ava Uvde Vekof Yerafla Ravashi Magbibe Kikishuga Letzalmi. Let us see Rashi. Zutrashi is like, man de doin dini de gami, hamachayev es hagoyrem hefsid lechaveri, magvi bei, bahai shtore min hamoichloi, dmei shtore malye, kol hachoyiv shebesoichoi. So Rashi seems to say, "Can mon you are mafsid me? I had a potential to be goyve the whole choy, and you pulled the rug from underneath my feet. You were meichel the shibud aguf. Is I could ask you a goyer me a hafsid? Uman de loy doin peluktai bababakame perik basre v'ramei is loy dini de gami k'desanye." Nishayi shemenu v'loy godro that there was a gedder between a kerem and a soda of tfue, and it was growing together. And the snaishman of Eloi Godro, Areze Kidesh, so Kozman, there's an intent to fix together so it doesn't become cloim. But if they wanted to grow together, and they're not interested anymore fixing together. Hareze kiddush v'chay v'chiyusoy gabi kloim. So the one who's mutal olov to make together, and he's not interested in making together, so it's called he was goyrem that it should be kloim, and therefore he has to pay. V'kaimalon kevos, we pass him like Rameyam. Magvi bei demei naira balma kloima. Oima shloima chalei alaniyo, reyu biyotcha. But the paper you have, the other things are, it's only a grommet. The gmobbing samaisa kofye rafrum la rabashi shebo hadin lefnei rabashi. So Rashi here says an interesting pshat. Rabashi was a dying. And v'sivavoy v'hikifoy berayis v'agve midine de gami. That means Rafrom was koife, Rabashi was the dying, and Rafrom akaponim Bornim Chavilus Chayis that fakel that Ravashi has to be Mechayiv the Malve to pay Kikshuro Litzalmi. Just like a Kshure is like a chunk of wood that was purchased Litzalmi to make Tzuris on it. Kloima Givui Gomo. Kola hefse digdek boy, that whatever he lost, kashe yedagdek elakeach koire lotzo bo tzureis, when a person purchases a koire, a beam, lotzo bo tzureis, lekech yeshoro v'chaloke, he makes sure that it should be a perfect koire. So here, he made sure that he should get paid completely, he shouldn't lose a prute. Agav Urche, Rashi in Bobekame, learns a different pshat in this Kafye Rafron L'Ravashi. There, Be'etzem, it is speaking about the Sugi of Seir of Shtarois of Shalchavei, which also has the same aloche, that if you do in Dinigami, and there Rashi says as follows, that Rav Ashi bi Yaldusoi was Seirev someone else's shtaris, and Rafrom was Kafye le Rav Ashi bi Gadlusoi that he should pay. And there's a taz in Erechaim Shemem Gimel, was Kafye bidvorem lefnim Mishur Asadin. But Al Kaponim, from this is a Makir, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that if a cotton did an Aveira Bekatnusa, he should make a tikkun for it. It's not a cotton Pgiyosan Ro, it's a Taka Pgiyosan, he can't slap him Tadin Teira, but Al Kaponim, what he did Bekatnusa, he is not command the lesson. So that's how Rashi says over there. But here Rashi says, Abskor Anandar Abshat, that speaking about that Ravashi was the Dayan and he wanted to make sure that Rafa wanted to make sure that Ravashi should be gave from the Meichel the complete amount of money. Let us see Taisvis. Taisel v'tichla l'ksoboso de'imo l'gabi avia. We had learned the Gemara before that Rav Nachman's Kroivom, who had sold a ksube and got giget and then died, and now the lekeich wanted to be gave the ksube, and there was a daughter of hers that wanted to be gave the ksube, so Rav Nachman said, so let her be meichel the ksube, and then that will take care of the lekeich. Teisel v'tich leksubo sadima legabi avia. Koshel Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Mahavicha, what will she gain by being Meichel de Ksube? Hamrinem besomoch man de doin dini de gami, magvi bei de mei shtore malye. So my mele, she's going to be Meichel. Fine, but als gami, she'll pay him the whole, there was a big Ksube, and so she have to pay him. Rav Nachman Gufi doin dini de gami bagoiz lo basa gabi u gavra da achve yakaya de chiti, he was a mosor, and Rav Nachman, he showed yenem schitim, so that was garmi, so Rav Nachman was mechaibim to pay. V'yesh meforshim, others say pshat, de ktano hoiso, kamoya putais, matonosan matone,
Lemachaybe midine de gami. So others say a gewaldike eitze, that this bas, this barata was a ktano. Some male. Now, Aish is a ktana, is ain't so much. How can she be moichel the chiyuv ksube? But she was a pu'utis. So just like pu'utis, matanos and matonem, so as mechilosa mechile. So memele, so she has enough das al kaponim to be moichel the ksube, her mother's ksube. But the chiv knas of gami was only said by gdolim. They didn't count say cotton. That's ichah b'kiyos on ro. So mamela, that was the eitzah. She's a ktana, and so she won't have to pay. And the mechila is a mechila because she was a putais. V'loy mechayva midina di gami. That was a psanetze. Rabbeinu Yitzchok Nire, that's what others want to say. Rabbeinu Yitzchok Nire, mitoich kach, because of this kasha, leimachai ve'midini degami el adomim shenosno lo al ksuboso v'loi kol haksube. So the Rabbeinu Yitzchok wanted to prove from this kasha that als gami you only pay how much money the lekeach gave. The lekeach gave a small amount of money. Als the tzatzofik, if she'll get giget, that money you give back. Now let us see, there's a asterisk on the bottom, because we'll see that's how the seder goes. V'nimtso, Shemarveches harbe. So it comes out, so she'll pay him back the money, what he gave, and then she'll be marviach the ksuba. Umei viraye, now the Rabbeinu Yitzchok bore raye, mehodem rinu perek beis the kedushin. Now let's go back, perek beis the kedushin we have over here, we skipped a few lines, but let's go back to Taisvis. Mehodem rinu perek beis the kedushin. Maybe I'm not going to pay basic tuition. Iskachili bishtachoyt. If a person was mekadish an isha bishtachoyt, vayishal milvu biyadachem, birshalayim, ramei roim em mekudeshes. She's mekudesh. Vachachamim roim ainem mekudeshes. Umasik, and the Gemara says, what's the machloikis? The bishmul kamef legi. The machloikis between ramei and vachachamim is that what Shmuel said, that the malve could be moichel. The malveh is tachayv uchveiv chazam ochlei moichel. Mar islei. The chachomim hold like Shmuel, so he could be moichel. Lochi eina mekadeshis leisam chedaitel hoye veyochel imchel. So she's not saying mechbas. He comes over to Nisha and he says, you know, I'll be mekadesh you with $1,000 chayv. I mean, Mekadish with $1,000, something to think about. But the Shaila is, what'll be, who'll be Michael? And she'll end up with, Shavapruta, that's what the Kedushin is worth. Here's a famous Rosh over here. So, Al Kaponim, V'imo Yechayv L'Shalem Kol HaKosuv B'Shtar Amayli Som Chedaita. Now, so the Gemara says like this. We have the Rab Meir and the Chachomin. Now, Rab Meir says she's Mekudeshes. The Gemara says why? Because he doesn't hold of Shmuel. The Chachomim hold that, the Chachomim hold she's not Mekudesh because they do hold of Shmuel. Now, Rab Meir of all people, why can't he hold of Shmuel? Taki holds of Shmuel. And he could be Moichel, but he'll have to pay Alts Galmi. And the Gemara says the only reason she is Seimach Das because he can't be Meichel. I feel he could be Meichel. She's also Seimach Das because left to pay everything. Is a raya that he won't have to pay her everything. She'll end up with a Shabbat Prut. She won't end up with $1,000. She's no smichas doy. Ho eina rashoi limchel. She yitzarech lishalem lo. He won't be able to be Meichel because he'll have to pay up, so she's bought two ups. Why do you have to say Rameyah doesn't hold up Shmuel? Now,
Umiyu, now we go back. Umiyu leinis yashiv l'rashbe. So, fakel, so, very good. Ri was machriach from our Gemara, from this kashe that you only, that al tzkami, you only have to pay how much the leker gave. Umiyu leinis yashiv l'rashbe, loshen magvi beidimei shtorim aliyah, but loshen al Gemara shver. Yevakashin teretz abor mikra yaitzim idai pshute the mashmi the chayiv l'shalom kol akosu b'shta period. That's the Rashba's kashin. Now let's go further. So that's it. Taste. So the riyah the kashin. The riyah said this teretz. The Rashba said it's a beautiful teretz, but the loshna gemorish. But now let's go to the let's finish the taste with. The first Halach was, she's a putis, and those, and it's not a Mishnah's Chassidim, this whole thing. But now, the way the Ri is saying, now, Fakert als Gami, they're not having such a hefset. I mean, all the money they laid out, she's paying back. But she's getting a revach, and they're now they're losing the profit, what they could have gained. Become walking fast, yesh lagam game. It's not so poshit. That's it.